104.7 Andy and Mel, 707 up to 87 today. It is a brisk 49 out right now. Yeah, it's going to feel like fall when you get up this morning. Love it.
Thank goodness.
Fall is my favorite time of the year. September, my favorite month of the year.
Really?
You have baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, October is my favorite month of the year. Baseball playoffs and football.
It's win-win, really.
It is. It is. Except for the Twins. Well, and the Vikings.
If they could win-win.
First NFL regular season game was last night. The Giants kind of got upset at home by the Cowboys.
I told you the Cowboys were going to win.
I didn't see that one coming.
Told you. That was my vote or pick or whatever you want to say.
But the Giants barely got into the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. So,
you know what's funny? Last night I was watching or reading Facebook and people were like, yeah, Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, really? It was the first game.
Game one. There's plenty of mediocrity ahead for all of the teams.
Right?
So
I know. I was like, you guys need to chill a little bit.
That reminds me of my favorite song. This is my last show before the Vikings' first game. I'm off tomorrow.
Yes.
It's our fifth anniversary tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So every year before the first Vikings game, since I can, every year I've been doing the morning show, which is now, this is the fourth year. Yeah, this is the fourth year I would be doing the morning show in September. So play it every year. Love this song. If you've never heard it, it's by a guy named Andrew Zilch.
Even as a kid, I clearly remember that every single year in early September, all across the land of 10,000 lakes, my fellow Minnesotans would speculate, what will the next 5 months bring? 3-13 or a Super Bowl ring? Will the purple and gold be the team to beat, or will we wind up the joke of the NFC?
Probably the joke of the NFC.
Will the Vikings suck? Will the Vikings suck this year? It's a valid concern, because we're always getting burned. Will the Vikings suck this year? It may sound pessimistic, but you gotta understand that for almost 50 years they've been disappointing fans. Those four Super Bowls were a whole lot of fun, but we couldn't seal the deal on a single one. Then the 80s were a big letdown. Just look at Jerry Burns with that permanent frown. And then came that sweet Herschel Walker trade, also known as the s***iest trade ever made. Will the Vikings suck? Will the Vikings suck this year? Well, it's a question we assert, cause we're sick of getting hurt. Will the Vikings suck this year? Thinking it could always be worse. I could have been born a Lions fan, of course. But even Detroit's never felt the pain of a 15-1 season flush down the drain. Well, maybe I'm being too hard on the guys, and my expectations are impossibly high. I guess even 2 wins would be okay, as long as they're against those f**ks from Green Bay.
Yeah!
Hey, Packers! Hey, you Packers suck! Hey, the Pack's gonna suck this year! We're gonna kill you at home and then back at the Dome, because the Pack's gonna suck this year! Yeah, the Pack's gonna suck this year!
Go Hikes!
Well, that's wishful thinking, isn't it?
It is wishful thinking. Yeah.
You know what, though?
You never know.
Actually, I have a feeling. I have this gut feeling. It'll sound stupid. Like, I'm talking stupid here. I have a feeling the Vikings are going to end up in the Super Bowl.
I wish everybody could see my face right now.
And the reason why?
Why?
Is because I won't be able to watch it.
Why won't you be able to watch it? Because if you watch it, they'll lose?
No.
Oh. Why?
Let's see if you can figure out why I wouldn't watch the Super Bowl.
I don't know why.
You don't know why I would miss a Viking Super Bowl?
I don't know why. Do we have to have an intermission?
Well, we'll take a break. We'll do news. We'll see if we can figure it out. We got The Voice coming up. Chance for the... finish the lyric. Yeah.
Your chance to win a $100 gift card from iTunes from The Voice and KDLT.
Yeah, not from iTunes. iTunes gift card.
Well, iTunes gift card.
See, you screwed up as bad as I did.
Yeah, we're close.
All right. And we'll see if Mel can figure out why I would miss the Vikings in the Super Bowl this year. That's coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 722. We're going to top out at 87 today. 49 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
All of my friends are posting intense political rants on Facebook, and I'm just over here like, hey, I made pancakes.
You were way too dramatic on the read.
I know.
And I'm over here like, hey, I'm making pancakes.
I was like, hey, I made pancakes.
Okay.
Is that better?
So you figured it out yet? Why I would miss the Vikings in the Super Bowl?
No. Are you moving? You'd be moving somewhere. I don't know.
No, not moving.
Stuck in the house because of a blizzard.
Possible, but that would be a good place to be stuck in a blizzard, is in front of a TV to watch the Super Bowl.
Not if the electricity was out. If there was a blizzard, that happens.
I would strap a bunch of double A's together and make my TV work. I know an electrician's laughing at me because it wouldn't work. I know, but I'll get a power inverter and plug it into my truck and roll the garage door open so we don't asphyxiate everybody in the house and plug the TV in there.
Okay, that's a good idea. You're going to have back surgery again.
No.
No?
But you're getting warmer.
I'm getting warmer.
Yeah.
Hmm. Has with back or hospitals? You guys are having a baby again.
Nice job.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're due on the Super Bowl?
In that neighborhood.
Holy moly. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, number three coming right after number two.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was. A little bit of a surprise to me, too.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah. And by the way, what you just said is what everybody who knows Crystal should say to her. Congratulations. You don't need to ask her how she's feeling.
Oh, are they asking how she's feeling?
No.
Are they doing that yet?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, it hasn't been super public until now.
Holy moly. But, you guys always, I think you wait like last to tell me.
Well, because you're the fun one to tell. And by the way, do you remember when we were sitting out at DQ Grill and Chill?
Yeah.
And I slipped and said three kids. And you said, are you not telling me something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
So I knew then. But you played it off. Oh.
I did a good job,
didn't
I?
You did a good job because I totally forgot about it then.
Yeah.
I didn't press the issue. Crazy. Yeah. Well, yay.
Yeah. And we're not going to ask Tiff either.
Oh, you're not?
We've got her coming up today.
You're not going to ask her?
No, because she was right.
Oh, so why don't you want to ask
her? The other psychic we asked with Jackie was also right. We totally don't want any idea at all.
Oh, you don't
want
to know at all now?
No, not at all at all. Not even psychic telling us.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Because we've had the psychic tell us twice and they were right both times. So yeah. I'm guessing Tiff would be right again.
More than likely.
So not going to ask.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Number three coming.
Yay.
It'll be the same age difference as me and my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 15 months.
Yeah. That was quick work there. When it happens, you know.
It does. I did get an email that someone had guessed it correctly.
Oh.
Sean had emailed in right after he emailed in frustrated that he couldn't enter for fun in Chicago.
Yeah.
And you have to log in if you're going to sign up for fun in Chicago. You have to be logged into the website. If you don't have an account, you have to sign up for an account.
Gotcha.
To the website, hot1047.com, and sign up to win tickets, hotel, airfare, and $500 cash. To go see Fun in Chicago on November 15th. So you can sign up for that. We have to do the voice, finish the lyric game. And you know what's coming. We've done every one of the coaches so far.
Well, not everyone.
Not all of them, but we've been doing the coaches.
Yes.
We did we did Adam Levine, Maroon 5 on Tuesday.
Yes.
We did CeeLo with Gnarls Barkley yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is going... Today is Christina Aguilera. Tomorrow, only the country fans are going to have a clue.
There should be That should be interesting.
That'll be an interesting one.
I think so.
But anyway, here is the lyric you have to finish today. It is Genie in a Bottle from Christina Aguilera. Here you go. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me.
Ooh.
Tough.
It's going to be tough because you haven't heard that song
and
in a while.
And it's old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 361-5557 to finish the lyric. It's 728, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 743, Andy and Mel, topping out at 87 today. It's 43 right now, or 49, sorry. I was just a little off. The third digit to crack the vault tomorrow is 31. You know all three numbers tomorrow in order, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault.
Thank you, Nate.
Think you can remember to do it when I'm gone tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, you're gone, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll attempt. Nate will be here for me.
Well, you never check our email and text.
Nate sends it to me, though.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know what number he picked.
Okay, because you know you could check that, too.
I could.
The AM at hot1047.com.
I know. I never think about it.
It would. Yeah, I know you don't.
I will check.
Okay.
I will turn on that email as well.
Yeah, because I sent you the password for that a long time ago.
Hmm.
Like, I think when I started it.
I think I know what it is. Not going to say on the air.
That'd be good. Thanks. I appreciate
but
that.
But I think I know what it is.
Okay. Is it? I was just waiting for you to say that.
No, I know better than that.
Is it password 1234?
Is it password?
No.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
No.
I know. I think I know what it is.
Okay. Anyway, so list of the five ways, the most popular ways. There was a survey done to determine the five most popular ways women get even for a man cheating when the relationship goes south.
Mm-hmm.
Number five on the list, leaving messages in the dirt on the car windows. Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna...
You go, girl.
Gonna really get him.
Yeah, you show him, right? Cheater in the dirty windows. That's so
mean. Now, if you spray paint... Now, that would be effective.
That would be better, yeah. Number four on the list is slashing the tires.
Okay. Yeah, that'll get you arrested.
There was a video I saw not long ago.
You probably get arrested for the spray paint, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not advocating any of this. This is all for entertainment purposes only.
Right.
Not informational.
For, like, you know, if you're just thinking of ways, but you're not going to follow through.
Number three would be smashing windows.
That'll also get you arrested.
Yeah, that probably would.
Mm-hmm.
The number two way of getting even, letting the air out of the tires.
That probably wouldn't get you arrested.
No, just...
Because you're not causing...
I don't want to say it. Some kid's going to do it.
Because you're not causing damage to the tire.
There's a trick to do it and totally hide doing it.
Yeah. But you wouldn't be causing damage to the tire then.
You would be causing severe inconvenience.
Right.
Especially if you did it to more than one tire.
So that would be okay.
And the number one way... Or the number one method that women use to get revenge for a cheater is to key the car.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Also get you arrested.
Also
ladies.
A Carrie Underwood song.
Yes. I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive.
Carve my name into his leather seat. Carve the name into the seats. That's better.
I like that.
Yeah. There's something very scary about that, too. Carrie.
Ah.
That was the name of a Stephen King horror flick.
Yikes.
Yeah. I have five better ways to get even.
Okay.
I like your spray paint the windows. That was good.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
My number five would be to smash his PlayStation/Xbox/gaming PC.
Oh.
You want to get to a guy's heart. That would hurt.
Yeah, especially if you bought it for him.
Number four post all of the ridiculous shirtless pictures he sent you online.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot.
And probably of other parts, too.
Oh, probably.
Number three. Okay, if you're going to go after the car, go after the car.
Okay.
Pour sugar in his gas tank and poke a hole in the radiator. Okay? If you're going to go there, go there. You know?
Yikes.
Ooh, I popped the tire.
Yikes.
And let the air out. We're not advocating doing any of this.
No, we're not, because we don't want you to get arrested.
No. I'm just saying.
For the things that you could get arrested for, don't do.
Yeah, don't do. Number two, send him pictures of you and a really hot dude kissing.
Ooh, I like it.
Even if you have to pay him to do it. No sex, just kissing. I think that's legal, isn't it?
I think so. You could pay him to give you. I don't think that's prostitution.
No, like kissing booths, it's the same
thing.
You know,
yeah.
Even if it's not for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I think the number one best way to get even with a guy who cheats on you, though, call his mom and tell her.
What happened?
That he cheated on you.
That is perfect. Won't get you arrested.
Mm-hmm. And it's the ultimate revenge.
And he will get in trouble.
Even though it's not real trouble, it's still like.
But it's still like his mom.
Nothing worse than your mom coming down on you.
And your mom knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing
you're
a
dirt bag.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I don't know if we
That's
got them
good
all.
One.
If anybody's got another idea of how to get even. For a cheater.
Oh, that's a pretty dang good one there.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, 361.
Wow.
Or for a if a gal cheated on a guy, call her dad and tell her the same
thing.
Yeah. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. How else could you get revenge on a cheater? It's 749. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 756, up to 87 today. The best five, or the five most popular ways that women get revenge for being cheated on is number five was leaving messages in the dirt on car windows, 4 slashing tires, 3 smashing windows, 2 letting air out of tires, 1 keying the car, otherwise destroying the paint.
Which are okay.
Yeah. I think the best way you could possibly get revenge is to call his mom and tell her that he cheated on you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Katie is on the phone. We're looking for ways that you could also... you know, get revenge. How have you done it? How could you do it? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Katie's on the phone. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So how could you get revenge on a cheater?
Well, first off, I have a lot of ways to do that because I was actually cheated on. But the story I wanted to tell you first was when you said something about scratching cars and breaking windows and slashing tires.
Yeah.
If your name is on the vehicle, it's not illegal.
Oh.
You can do whatever you want to your own property.
Good to know.
Yep.
That is very sound advice.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's...
Come on, that's very good information.
When you and your boyfriend both have your name on the vehicle or husband or whatever, it is not illegal. I have done it and never got in trouble. The cops actually sat there and watched me do it.
That's classic.
Awesome.
But also another way of doing it is go buy a 99-cent little package of bologna and put it all over the vehicle.
Oh, underneath.
It removes the paint.
I thought you were going for stink. You're going for paint. Okay.
Well, you could go for stink and just throw some milk in the back.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then it's hot days, how it's
And bad. You don't even have to have much.
No, you
like
don't
a little
much
bit
all.
In the bottom of a container left open.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
yep.
it would take.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just pour some in the carpet.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How it stinks so bad in there if you did the milk and the carpet.
Ooh. I have a completely unrelated picture message that I got
okay.
that I will share later. It just cracked me up. I can't hardly talk.
What is it?
Later. I don't mean to distract us.
You're distracting.
I got another text that said, my boyfriend cheated and I did tell his mom.
Nice.
She just said it's because of the way I am. So it doesn't always work out. Yeah, I guess not.
The mom blamed her?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, because she's the one
then
that
you're
said,
not
hey.
Missing out.
Yeah.
You're not missing out.
No, you're better
Don't
off.
Don't worry.
Wow.
You're just fine.
Wow.
Let's grab...
What a crappy mom to say that.
Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So how could you get even with a cheater?
I've actually done it. I befriend, at least temporarily, the person he cheated on me with.
Okay.
It makes it really uncomfortable when he comes home and we're both sitting in the living room.
Oh, befriend.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant defriend on Facebook.
Yeah. No, befriend.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh.
That would be good.
And then he comes home and you're both there.
Oh, how
having a laugh, you know, sharing a bottle of wine or whatever. It makes it really uncomfortable.
And this would be without telling her that you know?
Oh, no. I explain everything to her.
Oh, okay. Did this happen to you, Sarah?
Douchebag.
Did this happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
And you did this?
Yeah.
And so you got a hold of her and said, did you know he had a boyfriend?
I said, did you know that he was engaged?
Oh.
And she was like, I had no clue. I was like, would you like to come over? She's still one of my best friends to this day.
That is awesome.
Wow. That's an interesting way to bond.
So I take it neither one of you ended up marrying the guy.
No.
Good call. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That is great.
There are some ways that could backfire, though.
It could, but it's still great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if it works out.
We have got Psychic Tiff calling in here in just a little bit.
You betcha.
If you have a question for Tiff this morning, let us know or give us a call right now. 361-5557. We will get her on the phone and let you ask her whatever you want to. 361-5557.
Hot 104.7.com.